This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Now we're nearing the end of September, the traditional timing of Oktoberfest. Now, the big official event in Munich was canceled during the coronavirus pandemic, but we could still take the celebrating into our own hands with some beer, brats, and the focus of this week's edition of Food Friday, mustard. Oh, there's your traditional hot dog or bratwurst, but our next guest has a lot of thoughts on how to bring mustard into our daily lives. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a mustard fan? Do you have a favorite flavor? Or do you keep the mustard far, far away? Call 800-642-1234. Barry Levinson is founder and curator of the National Mustard Museum in Middleton. He has a new book out this summer. It's called The Art of Mustard. Barry, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob. Good to be on.
Good to have you back. You've collected literally, I think, thousands of mustards over the year. Are you still discovering new ones that you've never encountered before?
Yeah, we do. It's hard to imagine. We have over 6,000 different mustards in the museum itself, as well as hundreds of other great pieces of mustard memorabilia, old mustard pots, mustard tins, mustard medicine containers, all kinds of things. And that's what the book, The Art of Mustard, is all about, where you can see it's not a cookbook. It's not not a recipe book, but it shows how mustard is an inspiration for great art over the years. So, you know, people can stop in. The museum is open. Of course, we do practice social distancing, and masks, of course, are required. But the museum in Middleton is open, and you can find more information on the website mustardmuseum.com. But yeah, let's talk about mustard. And by the way, mustard lovers are known for supporting public radio. You know that?
I did not know that. Let's see. I've already learned something, Barry.
Yes. Yeah, they do. They do. So all you mustard lovers out there, come on, support public radio. If you haven't done it before, this is a good time to do it.
Thank you so much, Barry. Well, you've told this story a couple times, but I think people might not have heard it. Share your mustard epiphany, your mustard moment that turned you on this new path.
Yeah, it was October 28, 1986. I was here in Wisconsin working at the Justice Department, but I'm originally from New England, which means, of course, I'm a Red Sox fan. And that was the year the Red Sox came so close to winning the World Series, but blew it. The famous error by Bill Buckner, game six.
Yeah.
They lost game seven. I was so depressed, despondent. I went to an all-night grocery store, an all-night supermarket. It was like 2:30 in the morning, and I was crying, pushing an empty cart down the aisles. I decided I needed a hobby. And when I was in front of the mustards, I heard this voice that said, "If you collect us, they will come." And that did it. That did it. I started collecting mustards that night. And 5 years later, I left the Attorney General's office and opened the Mustard Museum, formerly Mount Horeb. It's now in Middleton. We've been here a little almost 11 years. So it's been quite the ride. The museum, by the way, is a nonprofit like most museums. But you can come in and certainly you'll find lots of great mustards to buy in the gift shop. But really, it's an adventure just to be at the Mustard Museum and explore all the things that we've collected over the years.
Now, Barry, I think a lot of people are on board with mustard as a condiment. You put it on your brat, of course, hot dog, burger, sandwich, what have you. You are also into it. A lot of people are into using mustard in cooking. Can you give us a little inspiration to try to integrate mustard flavor, not just, you know, spreading it between two pieces of bread?
Yeah, I think the best way of using mustard is to make what I call an elegant mustard cream sauce. And it sounds complicated, but it is really French fast food. It's the easiest thing to do. Saute up some steaks or some chicken or anything, and then deglaze the pan. You know, throw in perhaps a little white wine or a little red wine if you'd like, just to get all the little things at the bottom, the fond at the bottom of the pan. Then add heavy cream, you know, as much as you want, and reduce it over very high heat until it's about half the original volume. Then when it's nice and thick, turn off the stove and whisk in some Dijon mustard. A couple tablespoons will do it, and you have an elegant mustard cream sauce that your guests will think took you hours to make, but it is so simple, and it is absolutely delicious. It is absolutely delicious.
You've got a recipe you shared with us. I'll do the French pronunciation. My boss will probably fire me. Poulet Madame Gaston Gérard. Tell us about this chicken recipe with mustard. Does that use that cream style sauce?
Yes, it does. But what it does, it's actually named for the wife of the mayor of the city of Dijon years ago. And it is the mustard cream sauce that adds Gruyere cheese as well over chicken. I actually had that in Dijon. It's a favorite dish. It's considered kind of an old-fashioned dish in the city of Dijon. But it was absolutely wonderful. So that's a great way of using it. And I'm glad you've got the recipe that you can share. Just use any non-sweet good Dijon mustard. It could be a grainy mustard. It could be an herb mustard. But you don't want to use a sweet mustard for that. So that's a great way of doing it. Another thing that you can do with mustard is use it as the basis for salad dressings. And I think you've also got a recipe. I think I shared it with you for a walnut salad dressing that uses walnut mustard from France, which was a grand champion at the Worldwide Mustard Competition. You can find it at the Mustard Museum. You might be able to find it elsewhere. Not likely. It comes from a very small mustard maker about 20 kilometers south of Dijon. And it's fabulous. You just take walnut oil, a nice vinegar, a mild vinegar. You mix it all together, and then you add, say, some toasted walnuts, some pears, and you get a fabulous dressing. Whenever we're invited out, you know, people say, could you bring that? Because my wife came up with the recipe, and we actually tasted that mustard on air with Oprah Winfrey. Oh, it was about 20 years ago. That was her favorite mustard. And as a result, we developed that recipe. So it's really a great thing to do because mustard is an emulsifier and it thickens up dressings beautifully. It keeps things together. So that's another way of using it, you know, as well as.
I'm going to jump in, Barry. We need to take a quick break here. We're talking to Barry Levinson, founder and curator of the National Mustard Museum in Middleton. It's Food Friday. We're talking about the many varieties and uses of mustard. Find those recipes that Barry was talking about at WPR.org/Food Friday. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite mustard, a favorite use for mustard? Are you a mustard fan, collector, mustard maker? Or do you have a question about what kind of mustard to use for what kind of dish? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. It's Food Friday. We're talking to Barry Levinson, founder and curator of the National Mustard Museum based in Middleton. Find a couple recipes that he shared with us at WPR.org/Food Friday. If you'd like to call in about mustard, do it quick. Not a lot of time left. If you have a favorite, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Now, Barry, I know from you over the years, I know that there's an incredible variety of mustards. Back when I worked on the Joy Cardine show, I was kind of the designated taster when you would come in and bring mustards. Things from really sweet, as you mentioned, to one you gave me that I haven't forgiven you for because it's so darn spicy hot. Can you talk about the variety in the mustard world?
Well, the variety is showcased every year at the International Mustard Competition that's held here at the Mustard Museum, where we received mustards from all over the world. This year, we received mustards from Romania, from Japan, really from all over. And there are 17 different categories. So sure, there's yellow mustard, and that's a category. There's deli mustard. There's honey mustards. There are garlic mustards, herb mustards, fruit mustards, mustard-based barbecue sauces, hot pepper mustards, horseradish mustards. It really is an entire world of flavors. And that means you can do so many different things with mustard. You can add mustard to sour cream or yogurt to make a wonderful dip for veggies. So there's so many different things. Dill mustard, for example, is a great thing to have with salmon. In fact, one of my mother's favorite mustards her absolute favorite mustard was a dill garlic mustard that she loved to have with her salmon when she would go down when she was in the nursing home. And I had to bring her some, you know, a couple times a year because it really is an awesome, just a terrific combination of flavors, dill mustard and salmon. So there are a lot of things you can do. And mustard is also very healthy. You know, there are maybe 5 or 10 calories in a serving of mustard. You know, that's it's virtually nothing, low in calories, low in cholesterol, low in salt. So it's the it really is the perfect condiment. And for those of you that have little children or grandchildren that put that red stuff on their hot dogs and whatever, you should know that according to the National Condiment Research Council annual report that just came out last week, ketchup is now the leading cause of childhood stupidity in America.
Wow. I did not
so,
know that.
There you go.
Hey, here's a question you for you. Grant emailed to ask what your favorite dry mustard powder is.
Wow. You know, the classic one is, of course, Coleman's, which started in England in the early 1800s. And that's probably the most famous brand. And it is it's still an excellent dry mustard. And what you can do with dry mustard is, aside from making, say, a sweet hot mustard yourself, you can make Chinese mustard. You just stir some into cold water and maybe add a little sesame oil, and that's it. You make a paste out of it. And it will then, the day after, it will be much milder, but it will be fiery hot just 20 minutes after making it. So I would recommend that one. Or pretty much any mustard, dry mustard you're going to find. But Coleman's is the most famous one around the world.
We've got a couple callers having trouble getting with it. Okay, Nancy in Minocqua. We have time for a quick call. Nancy, hi.
Hi there. I had one question. If you could give us a good honey mustard, how to make a honey mustard. And I also wanted to tell you that I brought my grandchildren to the Mustard Museum down in Middleton, and it was absolutely fabulous.
Oh, cool. Thank you. Well, in terms of making your own honey mustard, I mean, there's a brand that we've developed called Slim and None Sweet and Nicely Hot Mustard that is really the best thing I've tasted. But you can just add honey to Dijon mustard and make it as sweet as you'd like. So that's it's a very simple thing to do. So that's an easy one. But glad your grandkids enjoyed their visit to the Mustard Museum. It's a good experience. And by the way, admission is free. We just charge you to leave.
Thanks a lot for that call. And Barry, this flew by. We'll have to have you back again soon. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Rob, it's always a pleasure. And hasta la mustard.
To you too. That's Barry Levinson, founder and curator of the National Mustard Museum in Middleton. Talk to him about mustard for this week's edition of Food Friday. Hey, check out a couple of the recipes that Barry shared with us. WPR.org/Food Friday, a great French Dijon chicken recipe and a walnut-related salad recipe. Both sound really good.